Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Bo has a number of different elements to it. Obviously, the transition between Choshech and the threats of Makas Bechoros at the end, the counterintuitive, as the Ramban notes, the Egyptians should have hated the Jewish people more. This all started with Vayakutsim Ibn Ibn Yisrael, Vahashem, Nasan Eschenam Bnei Mitzrayim. That was remarkable in its own right. Gam Ha'ish Moshe, as the Ramban notes, this is the Mevias Hamakos. They should hate him above all. And as the Ramban explains, Vene Ha'am is, Tarte Mashma, in terms of the Mitzrim, as well as in terms of the Jewish people. Things didn't start out that well, when it, Hivashtem es Rechenu, Vene Faro, Vene Vadav, Haseis Cherav Yadam Hargenu, but things came around between the Jewish people and Moshe. But I think there's a really interesting dialogue at the beginning, what the Ramban refers to as Divrei Chizuk, that Moshe said things that he didn't even expect to necessarily come true, but they had a certain kind of meaning in the context of his discussions with Paro. When Paro says, L'chu yivdu es Hashem Elokeichem, again, as he said before, when he said, Rishon mi v'mi ha'olchim, so again, they're back to that discussion. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, that we're going to take all of our mikneh. Gam ata titen biyadenu zvachim velos v'asinu l'Hashem Elokeinu gam miknenu yileh chimanu lo nishar parsa kimenu nikach l'avodas Hashem anachlan l'nidam anavodas Hashem ad bo'enu shama. So this is something that Paro can't accept, as Ramban explains again. Paro was hoping that they would leave behind their, tzon, because it was a kind of a collateral, that he didn't think they were, he was a materialist. So he couldn't imagine a world in which they would actually leave these things behind. Like, they're going to leave behind millions of dollars in assets and so on. And if they did, okay, fine. So they left. But, Paro, has this windfall. All right, so that's what Paro was thinking. But, so Paro's thinking in highly materialist terms. That's, his mindset. So what was Moshe's mindset? So the Ramban says, Divrei Chizuk. He never really thought that Paro would agree to this. But he was sort of predicting, when Paro actually told the Jewish people, get out, it's too much, after Makas Bechoros, uveirachtem gam mosi. At that point, Paro would have been able, but would have been willing to say, not only take your tzon, but take all of our tzon as well, because he was just in survival mode. Okay, so that's, the Ramban's perspective. But I think that there's actually something else here that I wanted to bring out. I don't think I've ever tried to develop this point before, but I think that this is actually, the primary distinction, in some sense, between Avodah Zarah and Avodas Hashem, lahavdil elef alfei avdalos. What Moshe is saying to Paro is, Paro, you guys have these preordained rituals, right? I mean, like every single year you do the same thing, whether it's to the sun god or whether it's to the Nile or whether it's to the sheep, because you guys make up your own rules because there is no god here. It's whatever you say, goes in terms of how you're going to do your Avodah Zarah. But that's not the way it works, right? God actually tells us what to do. V'anachnu lo nidam an avodas Hashem ad bo'enu shama. We have no way of knowing in advance, exactly what God is going to be telling us to do or not to do, right? That's not part of the, relationship here. The relationship is characterized by Hashem telling us what to do and not, in any sense, the other way around. So v'anachnu lo nidam an avodas Hashem ad bo'enu shama. It's really a rejoinder to kind of Avodah Zarah, and it's a perspective about, how, in some cases, we know in advance that we're going to have Sukkot and we're going to have Dalet Minim, but Avodah Hashem institutionally requires us always to be thinking, what does Hashem want from me right now? And sometimes it's normative and prescribed, and sometimes, I don't just mean at the outer boundary cases, if Eis La'asos L'Hashem Heferu Zarasecha, those are extremes. But, every situation requires calibration, have a mesunim badin, because, he's v'yata'u melech kel chai v'kayam, and, he's a living, breathing kaviyachol God, and therefore, the requirements in one situation may be very distinct from the requirements in another situation.